Report: Biden administration strategized with Democrat influencers who created bloodbath hoax. By Christina Wong on March 20, 2024. The Biden White House recently strategized with the Democrat social media influencers who created the bloodbath hoax. The misleading claim that former President Donald Trump called for a bloodbath of political violence if he is not elected, according to a report. SN, an anonymous senior digital editor for the activist liberal news site MeetIsTouch.com, first made a video clip of Trump's speech from Ohio, in which the former president warned of an economic bloodbath for the United States auto industry due to Chinese manufacturing. Watch, fake news freakout. Leftist media hoax over Trump's bloodbath comment. What did he actually say? However, instead of showing Trump's full remarks, they were presented out of context to suggest that Trump was referring to political violence if he is not elected. According to Semaphore, Democrats leapt to demand news outlets cover it as a major story that underscored Trump's violent intentions. Despite backlash for the hoax being misleading, the official Rapid Response X account for the Joe Biden-Kamala Harris 2024 campaign pushed the hoax in a number of posts and then turned the moment into a campaign ad. According to the report, the Biden White House has strategized with SN and other social media influencers pushing out misleading content about Trump, even inviting SN and his boss, Ron Filipkowski, and other social media influencers such as Aaron Ruper, before the State of the Union. They were reportedly given a preview of the speech and spoke with White House strategist Anita Dunn and second gentleman Doug Imhoff about the president's agenda. Dunn praised Filipkowski, Ruper, and other influencers to Semaphore. "We need to be creative and move fast to contrast the president's optimistic agenda for the future with the extreme agenda of Republican officials who want to take us back in time. Aaron, Ron, and many others are on the front lines of making sure the American people know the truth of what is at stake." Filipkowski told the outlet that one of his goals was to change the storyline of Biden's presidential feebleness by highlighting Trump gaffes. "The Meetis guys, as a team, said, we are going to do this to Trump," Filipkowski told Semaphore. "We are going to hit every gaffe, every mispronunciation, every slurred word, every mispronounced name, every time he mixes up a name. We're going to clip that and we're going to put it out and we're going to put it in montages. No one else was doing that. Before last August, you can't find a mainstream media story about Trump mispronouncing and slurring words. They weren't out there." The Intercept's Ryan Grimm reportedly criticized Ruper and other similar social media influencers as Trump's most valuable weapons for highlighting quotes that Trump could spin away, such as the misleading bloodbath hoax. Grimm reportedly called Ruper a threat to the free press, undermining honest reporters by presenting himself as a journalist but behaving as a partisan hack. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.